Hello, darling. May I take a seat right there in front of you? Oh, right. You can't answer. I'll just go ahead and do it then. So, how are things going? Oh, sorry, but seeing you like this is just so satisfying. That's probably what you expected to feel yourself when you secretly signed up for a weekend in this erotic asylum. Satisfaction. I bet you're rather surprised. First, you get sedated, right as your fun time was about to start. And then you wake up strapped to that chair, heavily restrained and gagged. And with your previously so excited cock locked inside that chastity cage. Next, your fiancé walks in, even though she's not supposed to know about your little adventure. It's a lot to take in, isn't it? Oh, I see the fear in your eyes. Let me tell you something right away. Your fear is justified. I'm sure you've understood by now that there's been a change of plans. But I bet you're still very much wondering about two things right now. What happened? And what will happen next? Shall we start with the former? Yes? That shaking of your head wildly means yes? Okay. Well, a couple of days ago, while you were out, I had my friend Anna over. The one you like to call an obnoxious bitch? Oh, I can already see the anger welling up in your eyes. You really hate her, don't you? Anyway, we were just casually chatting, Anna and I, and I mentioned that upcoming business trip of yours you seemed so oddly excited about. Now, Anna was immediately suspicious. I still don't know how she managed, but somehow she talked me into taking a look at your emails. They didn't contain anything out of the ordinary. But the fact that your supposed business trip wasn't mentioned anywhere motivated us to keep looking until we found that paper hidden under that locked drawer of yours. Yes, I knew where you hid the key. As I'm sure you can imagine, reading the letter was very upsetting to me. Finding out that you'd booked a weekend in this strange erotic asylum, that you'd signed up for 2 days of sexy women pleasuring and satisfying you, guiding you through pure bliss and ecstasy, I think that's how they put it, even when your wildest fantasies couldn't imagine. And all behind my back. I was furious. I still am. I wanted to pack my stuff and leave you right then and there. But Anna had a better idea. A much better idea. Just so you don't get the wrong impression, I'm still breaking up with you. For good. Take a nice look at my body beneath that favorite outfit of yours I'm wearing. A reminder of what you'll never be getting again. But back to Anna's idea. She and I gave this institution a phone call to find out more about it. We were fascinated by all of the different kinds of services they offer. Safe to say that all this was done in secret. As you know, on official papers, this place doesn't even exist. So we decided to alter your stay here. We wrote a new letter from you, containing your signature, which was easy enough to forge. Besides, I don't think this institution pays particular attention to that anyway. I have the letter right here. Would you like me to read it? I'll take that look as a yes. Dear Erotic Asylum, I'm writing you once more in order to correct the parameters of my upcoming stay with you. The previous demand was merely part of the role play leading up to my actual fantasy. So here are the updated requirements. First of all, take away my ability to freely move. Keep me thoroughly and securely restrained at all times. Well, judging by that arm binder, that leg binder, those heavy straps and padlocks all over your body, it looks like they've fulfilled that requirement already. Back to the letter. Next, I want you to take away my ability to speak. Gag me. Gag me as well as a man can be gagged. Keep my filthy, dumb, obnoxious mouth properly shut. Now, that last sentence was written by Anna. I can see that thick muzzle covering your entire lower face. I don't know for sure what's behind that, but based on the position of your chin and your bulging cheeks, I'd wager whatever it is stuffs your mouth about as effectively and cruelly as possible. Your attempts to speak and shout, turning into nothing but whimpers. They're so quiet. They're barely audible at all. This asylum really does take its customers' demands seriously. How nice. Back to the letter. Make sure to never untie me or ungag me while I'm awake. Should my restraints need to be removed for medical or other reasons, ensure that I remain sedated during those occasions. Should there ever be a need for me to be ungagged and awake at the same time, then use a numbing spray or something similar to incapacitate my vocal cords for the time being so that I still can't speak. Oh, dear darling, look at how angry you look. And I'm not even done with the letter. I'm just beginning. As for the treatments I shall receive, subject me to whatever forms of torment you can think of. Clamps, feathers, cock and ball torture, itching gel, electroshocks, anything that might cross your mind. Make sure that the liquid meals I'll be fed once a day through my gag taste horribly. Make sure that water you wash me with is cold and unpleasant. Make my life hell. But most importantly, and now here comes the best part, darling. Subject me to the most extreme tease and denial imaginable. I wish for sexy women, and sometimes men, to taunt me, abuse and torture me verbally and physically, to bring me to the edge of orgasm again and again, over and over, but never beyond. Feed me the strongest aphrodisiac you can to increase my torment. Whenever I'm not currently getting teased, I wish to be locked into the safest and smallest chastity cage you managed to fit my manhood into. Oh, dear darling, and look at that. That cage is indeed much too small for you. Oh, too bad. Not like you can do anything about it, though. So, I guess you'll just have to live with it from now on. Oh, here comes my favorite sentence in the letter. Never, at any point, under any circumstances, in any situation, or for any reason, ever let me come. The ever, that's written in all caps. Oh, you're looking rather mad by now, darling. Why is that? I'm still not finished with the letter. And so, why don't you just sit there quietly and listen to the rest of it? Okay, here we go. The last change to my plans concerns the duration of my stay, which I wish to extend significantly. It is my understanding that you have a safe word policy. That won't really be necessary, since my fiancé or a friend of hers will visit me from time to time to ensure that I'm still on board. But since you might insist, give me a couple of seconds of being ungagged and awake. Every couple of months, perhaps once a year, so that I have an opportunity to name my safe word, should I choose to do so. My safe word is... Well, of course, I'm not going to read that to you. Besides, I don't know if I even could. Anna found this one in the dictionary. I didn't even know it existed. To be more clear, you will most definitely never speak this word in your life, my dear. Oh, the last paragraph of the letter. I want to share it with you. Should I not say this word, and as long as my fiancé keeps sending the monthly checks, consider the duration of my stay to remain indefinite. Sincerely. And there's your signature. My, you're really trying to fight those restraints with all your might now, aren't you? Your face is actually turning red. But, oh well, those straps are barely even budging at all. Oh, and those noises coming from behind your gag are so pathetic. I'd drown them out even if I whispered. No, you're not going anywhere. And no, I won't take that gag off to let you talk. I'll never hear another word from you ever again. By the way, Anna sends her best regards. We agreed that today I should come alone, since this is technically between you and me. But she's expressed interest to accompany me next time I visit you here. All your money and your assets will stay in my hand, of course. If you're officially declared dead, I guess that will of yours you wrote to show me, oh, how serious you are about our relationship, will come in handy. Not to mention your life insurance. I'll be settled for life. As you are, just in a different way. Next, I think Anna and I will go on a nice little vacation. We've earned it, wouldn't you say? Just like you will be getting what you've earned. And once we return, we might check on you and see how you're dealing with your new life so far. Something to look forward to for all of us. Anna seemed particularly eager for that. All right, then. That's all I have to say for the moment. And since saying things is something you won't be doing much of anymore, I guess that means our conversation is over. Darling. Enjoy the rest of your life.